be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your card when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's so close for comfort. Too close, too close for comfort. Please, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort now. Comfort, please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. So be firm and be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. Comfort now. Too close, much too close. She's much too close for comfort now.
Fill that martini glass with some vodka and your shot glass with some Jägermeister, because this is the Chris and Rob late night talk show that you've been waiting for years to hear, and it's finally going to happen. The Frank Sinatra tribute coming to you live from the Chris and Rob late night talk show with special guests. But first, there's a lot going on in the Queen City, and we're going to tell you all about it. Hi, I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
Try it again.
I'm Rob. Three.
It's on three. Three ain't working.
Check two.
Sibilance. Check two.
What's that? What do you call that? I call that a broken cord.
How's that?
That's still coming in now.
Cool, man.
What's with that cord over there?
That's the same cord, dude.
No, is that cord going someplace different?
No, that's three,
this place,
dude,
is a damn joke.
God. This place rules.
You're the joke. Check two. Hey, you. If I hold it like this.
Okay, you keep holding it like that.
Somebody give me some duct tape.
My name is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together with the Chris and Rob late night talk show coming to you live.
I got a cramp from holding cord.
You're going to be all right. Live from the bottom of your dial, you can't go no lower than 88.3 FM. And Friday night, Friday, May 1st at Top Cats in Clifton, if you don't know where it is, it's in the phone book. The benefit for WAIF will be taking place featuring Leap Skyward, which is Wah.
It's Leap freaking Skyward.
Bomb Threat, they're a rap group, and Belly Dancing from Niran Alubadi. So check it out, hosted by Rob and I. We'll be there emceeing the fracas, sponsored by Leap Skyward and Top Cats and the Kindred Sanction radio program heard right here Thursday night on WAIF. So that's going on Friday.
Wednesday night, legendary rock band The Call. Where are they playing? Ripley's?
Wait, didn't The Call used to put out three records a year back in the 80s?
No.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
They were very prolific.
No, they put out like one a year like everybody else.
No, they put out like four.
They didn't put out three a year.
Well,
they
did. Some imports.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah, it does count. It counts if you live in France.
Not if somebody's making a mixtape of them. It doesn't count either.
Yes, it does.
Anyway, The Call, they're back together, all the original guys. You know, they blew the horns and the walls came down. We'll be playing, I think it's a Ripley's. And also on that same bill is Big in Iowa, and I think we actually have a member of Big in Iowa on the phone now. Is this Bob Burns?
Yes. Bob, what's going on?
Not much. Just sitting around the house eating some chili.
What kind of chili?
Well, it's just chili with meat.
Was it homemade chili or is it from a can?
Homemade chili with a little bit of everything from the spice cabinet thrown in.
Did you make it?
Actually, Mom made it.
Ah, that's the best kind. Got a little dash of Mom loving.
Got that pepper potpourri.
So tell us about the big show tonight. Where is it at? What's going on with that? Is it at Ripley's?
Yeah, it's at Ripley's. The doors open at 8. We're opening up for The Call, legendary rock band The Call. That'll be doors open at 8. Now, I've been told that we're going on at like 9:30, and they've added on singer-songwriter Rick Hickey to the bill.
Oh, Rick Hickey? Is he first? And then
yeah, he's first, then we're second, and then the legendary Call.
Well, that's a killer triple bill. You know, we have a Rick Hickey CD. We didn't bring that one either. We also forgot our Big in Iowa CD, unfortunately.
Well, you don't have Big in Iowa, but are you guys really doing a tribute to Frank?
Yes, we're doing a tribute to Frank.
Hey, can I sing some Frank for a minute?
We'd love it if you would sing some Frank.
Okay, man. Fly me to the moon. I want to see above the stars. I want to see what life is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Wow, that's very good. So does Big in Iowa cover any Frank when you go see him? Will they do any Frank?
You know what? We don't, but we should. Frank is the man.
You know, Frank Sinatra never wrote any of his own songs.
You know what?
So if you're going to do a cover of a Frank Sinatra song, what you're really doing is you're covering his interpretation of a particular melody and verse.
It'd be a double cover.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Elvis thing. He hardly ever wrote any songs.
So since we don't have a Big in Iowa CD to play, why don't you just tell everybody just why the heck they should come see you?
Because it's good homegrown rock and roll, and you should support any local band from Cincinnati.
And everybody's news, what they named you like best band and best rock band in Cincinnati or something?
That was City Beat named City as the Beat. Best rock band in Cincinnati. And the Cincinnati Enquirer, we want a Cammy for the best roots rock band.
What's a Cammy?
Cammy Durkin.
Oh, really?
I guess it's Cincinnati's version of a Grammy. It stands for something, but what I have
Cincinnati
no clue.
Artists of music and melodies all year long.
So everybody's familiar with the Big in Iowa, the debut CD, but you're working on some new stuff, aren't you?
Exactly. We got a new album coming out with 12 songs on it called Twisted, and that's going to be released in...
Hold on. Every song on the record is going to be called Twisted?
What's that?
You're going to have 12 songs on the record, and they're all going to be called Twisted?
Exactly.
Okay.
No, but the album's going to be called Twisted, and it's going to have 12 songs on it. It's going to be released in Germany and the rest of Europe on June 8th, so a total of 14 countries.
What about America?
Well, we're working on that.
What do you got against the good old U.S. of A.?
I have nothing against the good old USA. I just know that, as of right now, no American labels are biting as of yet, but they haven't heard the new stuff yet.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, I have no. There's no doubt in my mind this record's going to excel us to where we need to be, but... you know, Europe's cool to us right now.
Why do they call your band Big in Iowa? I mean, are you guys hot in Des Moines?
You know what? I've always said that if we ever got a big show in Des Moines, nobody would probably show up. Probably empty.
So you're not really big in Iowa, but you are big in Iowa.
No, there's a story behind that if you want to hear it.
That's what we do a radio show for.
Cool.
Especially since today is Jerry Lee Lewis Day.
Oh, exactly. You know, so here we go. My uncle was in a band in Iowa back in the 60s called the Escorts. And they were kind of a big band, you know, they were big in Iowa, and they played all over the campuses in Iowa, and they did a lot of opening acts for different bands that would come through. And they came like two numbers away from being on Billboard Top 100 and things like that. Well, they opened up for Jerry Lee Lewis, and my uncle was a guitar player. And Jerry Lee liked my uncle's guitar playing, and he said, hey, you know, you want to hit the road? And my uncle said, you know, I'd love to, but my band's Big in Iowa. That's basically the story behind the name of the band.
Well, when you guys have a top 10 hit, I can hear Casey Kasem telling that story on his American Bandstand Hot 100 or whatever. American Top 40. Is that what they call it now?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem.
Well, it's tonight,
man.
It's tonight. You guys are at Ripley's there in Sunny Roman in Coryville. Rick Hickey, then Big in Iowa, and then The Call, One Low Price, three great bands.
Exactly.
And next time we talk to you, Bob, we'll try to have a CD so we can play a song of it.
Great. Hopefully you have the new one.
Well, when the new one comes out, you let us know. We'll do a little, like, you know, radio show, acoustic, unplugged sort of thing. We'll have you guys set up, play some acoustic guitars. We'll take requests from the listening audience. It'll be a blast.
Cool. Just do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys review it, please don't make it anything like the Big Wreck review.
Got you covered.
The legendary Big Wreck review.
Oh, my God. I hope that never happens to me.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bob Burns of Biggin, Iowa. Thanks for coming on Chris and Rob.
Thanks a lot.
Lighter.
Did you say that it was Ripley's Believe It or Not tonight?
Yeah.
Wednesday night.
Ripley's Wednesday night.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's 11 minutes after 12, and in case you just tuned in, we're hot in the middle of a Frank Sinatra tribute, but first, it's pledge time here at WAIF, and it's the dedication of listeners like yourself that keep the dream alive, and that dream being public radio in Cincinnati that plays something other than Mozart or bad New Age music. I'm serious. This is the only place you're going to get it. WAIF, if you'd like to make a small yet generous financial contribution at this time, please call 749-1444. We have many exciting premium levels that include a $35, you get a key ring for $35. The $15 is your basic membership. For $15, you're a member. Now, I was listening to one of these other radio stations today, and their basic memberships is $15 a month. And if you add that up over the year, it's quite a bit of money. Add that up, Jim. But if you pledge $15 once a year, and that's all we're asking for, $35 we throw in a key ring, 50 bones we throw in the mug, 75 bones we throw in a t-shirt that'll look great on you or your date, and for $125 we're going to give you the key ring and the mug and the t-shirt. You might get a cotton tote bag, too, if we're not all out. So check it out. Please be a supporter of public radio in Cincinnati, because until Frank Sinatra is dead, no one else is going to cover a tribute quite like this. Here's a song by Burt Howard.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other words,
live at WAIF, smack dab in the middle of a Frank Sinatra tribute, a song by Burt Howard, Fly Me to the Moon. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We have special guests here paying homage to Frank Sinatra. And those guests would include Little Scotty B, also known as Scott Barlow, the movie critic at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Maybe you've tuned in before, if you're a regular listener, and you've heard Scott review movies. He says this movie's good, this movie's bad. This movie's good for a date, this movie's good if you're, you know, drunk and going out with the guys and you want to puke. So say hello, Scott.
Hey, what's up?
We're also joined by Duke Sinatra, a local philanthropist. Are you Duke Sinatra or Dookie Cocktails tonight?
Dookie Cocktails, please.
Dookie Cocktails is here. He's a local philanthropist, and
Rack on Tour.
And he's going to talk to us a little bit about Frank Sinatra as well. If you'd like to get in on the action, the phone number is 749-1444.
Room for you.
That's right. There's always room for you at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
You guys are both young. How did you get turned on to an old dude like Frank Sinatra?
Go ahead, Scott.
Scott, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Well, my father always listened to Frank Sinatra. And when I was in high school, I remember everybody being into Whitesnake, you know, a little bit of the rock and roll. And I thought, hey, I'll be out of the mainstream and I'll listen to what my dad listens to. And at first I didn't like it. And then after a couple of years, hey, I did like it.
So you're the ultimate rebel. Instead of rebelling against what your parents were into, you rebelled against what your friends were into.
Exactly. Actually, I used to wear a shirt that said, there was a quote from some Greek guy, I don't know. It said, to do is to be is to do. And then
that's
beneath
Aristotle
it,
Onassis, yeah.
Was that?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Michael Dukakis, he said that. Mr. Cocktails, how did you first become a member of the Sinatra Army?
Well, my Uncle Frank, who's a man I've always admired, Frank Tufano from Lindenhurst, Long Island, was always a huge Frank Sinatra fan, always played a lot of Frank Sinatra. And as a kid, you know, you think, hey, that's square music. That's crazy talk from the old people. But when it started, like, getting hip again, and when the whole cocktail scene came up, and Tony Bennett became a horrible parody of himself at the expense of his son.
Hey, Tony Bennett can still sing. I mean, he can still
knock it out and everything.
Don't be dissing Uncle Tony Bennett.
Well, you see, what he decided to do, though, was on the advice of his youngster, of his kid, who'd like to see his inheritance much larger, he went out and he did the MTV thing, and he went ahead and he became a parody of himself.
So that's just the opposite of what Johnny Cash did, because Roseanne Cash told Johnny, Dad, don't go on Lollapalooza. Don't hang out that MTV stuff. They don't know what the heck they're doing. They're just going to kind of turn you into a joke.
Exactly. But Junior Bennett thought, hey, that'd be a great idea for you, Dad. I think that's a little bit sad. And Frank Sinatra Jr., you wouldn't see him telling his dad to do anything because he doesn't have his number, actually. He can't call him at home.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you'd like to get in on this poop, the phone number is 749-1444. We're taking calls from fellas as well as dames tonight. A dame named Andrea just called in, was on hold, and bailed. 749-1444. There's a few lines still open.
That's part of the reason that I got into Frank Sinatra, because if a cuckoo broad, you know, bails on you, you got an excuse. You know, you're a Rat Packer. You're a Frank fan. You're a Rat Packer, and the fragile male ego. Okay. It's somewhat bolstered by that kind of spirit, that jivey sort of spirit where you refer to dames as broads and that kind of thing.
Dookie Cocktails, when you get dissed by a dame or when you get your heart broke, do you go home and pour yourself a big shot of Jägermeister and put on your old Frank Sinatra
records?
It
doesn't matter what you drink, it doesn't matter what you smoke or anything like that. There's a song for every occasion in the Frank Sinatra catalog, and that's the most amazing legacy he'll leave.
Well, what appeals to you the most, Scott? The music or like the whole image of the man, the cocktail swinging, jive talking kind of Rat Packer? Or are you in it for the music, or are you in it for because of the image and what he stood for?
Overall, I'd say I'm in it for the music. I love the music. There's like three or four albums that are really, all the songs are just kick ass. They're just beyond good. But on top of that, I do love the image, whether it was true or not. It's great to believe in the idea that Frank rolled out of bed and snorted a line of coke off a hooker's ass and then went out and played a show, you know? It's a great idea. I love it.
We'll get into his mafia connections and some of your favorite Frank songs a little bit later. Room for you. It's 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's a Frank Sinatra tribute on WAIF.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's real good that the best is yet to come.
best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. And you're gonna be mine.
The best is yet to come, a song that may have been about a woman. What do you think, Scotty B?
I think it was definitely about a woman.
Just talking to the microphone, that's what they want.
I'm sorry. Actually, personally, I think the subtext of that song is about how Frank is claiming that he's going to have sex with a woman and it's going to be better than she's ever had before.
Now, while we were playing the song, Dookie Sinatra reaches over and he whispers into my ear that song had something to do with a Robert Frost poem.
Well, it has nothing to do with a Robert Frost poem. It reminds me of a Robert Frost poem. Furthermore, I've never whispered in your ear. But because the reason it reminds me of a Robert Frost poem is there's an underlying urgency to the song, because Frank's talent is not so much in his voice as his interpretation of the lyrics. And as he goes through it, there's an urgency there. It's like the best is yet to come, and I'm not kind of promising this to you. That's what I'm telling you what's going to happen there, chicky baby.
Well, if you want to get into Robert Frost and all that positive thinking, you could also say that there might be
there's a lot of positive thinking in the Robert Frost.
There might
poem.
Be a lot.
As
a little,
you slink into the woods on a snowy evening, you know, you're thinking nothing but good thoughts.
Well, that could be a Zen thing, because those Zen guys are always saying, just find your inner peace
exactly.
And your inner self.
Quite a Zenist.
The best is yet to come. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we're talking
what
about
the hell
Frank
is he talking
Sinatra.
About?
Thank Frank.
Yeah.
749-1444. There's
room for you.
Hello, Andrea.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to let little Scotty B know that if he ever wanted to snort a line of cocaine off my ass and put on a show for me, I'd be more than happy.
Scotty B, little Andrea just said if you ever want to snort cocaine off of her ass and put on a show, she'd be very happy to let you do that.
Oh, my goodness, Andrea.
With Frank Sinatra on the jukebox, I imagine.
Of course.
Well, Andrea, I have a mailbox at, call me at,
Is it in the wild room?
It's in the back of everybody's news. It's a Love Me One-on-One. Just check into Scotty B's mailbox and leave me a message.
Oh, most definitely. I'm looking so forward to it.
Well, anything else, Andrea?
No. If I think of anything else, I'll call you back.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. 749-1444 is room for you.
See, I feel like I said the wrong thing. I should have said a little more to her.
Well, let's get a little bit more into what separated Frank from the other big band type singers. Now, why was Frank better than, in your guys' opinion, better than Dean Martin or Tony Bennett or Bing Crosby or some of these other crooners of the era, Eddie Fisher? Why?
Jeez, I don't know. Why was he better than Eddie Fisher?
Sammy, you know, why was Frank the man when there's other guys who had a lot of talent around at the same? Why was Frank above his peers in your opinion?
Well, because if you didn't like Frank, he'd kill you.
Or have your legs broken.
Oh, okay.
You want to take that one, dude?
You take that one, Scotty B.
Personally, I think, he had a better voice than just about all of them. I mean, if you look at Dean Martin, his voice was a lot, it was real buttery and sweet, and, you know, you listen to it and it's nice, but it doesn't have that kick to it. It doesn't kick you in the ass. It doesn't kick you in the face. Whereas Sinatra had when he did a song, he'd kick your ass with it.
And if you don't clap after every song, he's going to kick you in the face, too.
Well, Sinatra did bow down to the mafia, unlike Dino. Dino said screw you to the mafia, wouldn't play any gigs for him, wouldn't do it for him.
And look what happened to Dino.
He didn't say screw you, he just kind of hid like a little girl.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think he kind of hid like a little
girl. Didn't Dean, after the shows, everyone thinks Dean was the great womanizer, Dean Martin, right? But isn't it true that he actually would go back to his hotel room and watch TV?
Actually, I read that Peter Lawford was the true woman's man.
Yeah, Lawford was the real cockster.
And he didn't have to try that hard. They just kind of followed him home. Whereas Frank was out there banging it like the rest of us. You know, he was working the room like all us other schleps have to do. But he was more successful because he's the chairman of the board.
What is it about a person's personality such as, you know, Elvis kind of had the same thing as Sinatra did. This desire to be surrounded by sycophants.
What's a sycophant?
What does that say about Sinatra and therefore America as a whole?
Well, let me tackle this one. What do you do?
Okay.
Okay.
This is a very good question.
Well,
very good question.
Let me tell you, there's nothing that I would like better than being surrounded by people who told me how great I was.
Exactly.
24 hours a day.
Exactly.
So you don't blame Elvis, you don't blame Frank, you're just like, I would do that.
I don't blame them for a second. I mean, look at their careers. They did nothing but skyrocket. I mean, Frank had a down period early on, but he rebounded from it. And once you rebound, once you reach that that area where you have a unit being $100 million, that's what's called a unit.
Okay.
Once you have a unit, then you can afford to have nothing but people around you saying, yes, Frank, yes, sir, yes, sir, you're great, you're so great. And that's what I want, and that's what Frank had, that's what everyone wants.
I was at Graceland recently, and I was taking the tour of the automobile museum where he's got all his little go-karts, and everybody's walking by going, oh, yeah, he's got tons of money, look at him, he bought like little kids' cars, and he raced around the grounds. I thought about it for like 2 seconds. And I'm thinking, if I had that kind of money, I'd be out there with my pals Chris and Rob and Big Jim and Scotty, and we'd be racing go-karts around my mansion.
Right on. Elvis had snowmobiles in Memphis, and how often? You know, it snowed like once every 15 years, but damn it, when it snowed, the king was ready.
He's not about to rent them. He's not going down to the rent a go-kart place.
Forget about it.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you'd like to get in on this, the phone number is 749-1444, reminding you that it is currently pledge time. If you'd like to support your community FM and all the fine entertainment we're bringing you, you know this ain't free, and we're not sending a bill to your door, but we'd certainly appreciate a contribution. The phone number, again, is 749-1444. This is the Frank Sinatra tribute that you've been waiting for on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, Chris.
What?
What was the name of that girl who called and said something about snorting coke?
Andrea.
Tell her to call back.
Andrea, 749-1444.
Boy, that's going to your head, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that was very impressive.
Okay, I'm going to hit this button for this record again. Don't start saying something.
Well, let him talk about the song a little
bit. No, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, what song is this? What song are we going to hear?
What is this?
You can't take that away from
me. No, what's this song all about?
You can't take that away from me?
You can't take that away from me.
It's about how Frank is saying to you, hey, buddy, don't mess with me, babe.
There are many, many crazy things that will keep me loving you. And with your permission, may I list a few? The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, do 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 do, the way we danced until three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Frank Sinatra, no, you can't take that away from me. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. In case I didn't mention it already, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show has a website. If you're one of these people who's connected to the World Wide Web, that website would be www.cincinnatlas.com. That's like Cincinnati Atlas. You stick them together. CincinnatiAtlas.com. And the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 749-1444. Look for Rob and myself Friday night at Top Cats, hosting the big old benefit for WAIF. Not only will you get entertainment, they have cold drinks there too. Leap Skyward will be there. Witches Wah, they're a band. Niran Alubadi, and she's a belly dancer. Bomb Threat, that's a rap group. You're not going to want to miss this. A night of entertainment and frolicking fun at Top Cats in Clifton, Friday night. And at all the proceeds, all, you know, the couple of bucks that you pay at the door, however much it is, I don't even know how much it is. All the proceeds will benefit WAIF, and if you'd like to make a contribution, that phone number is 749-1444.
Now, Chris, why do you host such things? Why do you go about that? Why do you do that?
Meet chicks.
Exactly. It's the Rat Pack mentality.
And maybe somebody
you
will buy
want an audience full of syncopats.
Yeah.
Syncopats.
And somebody's going to buy me a shot of Jägermeister,
exactly.
Or, you know, tequila with the worm in it before the night's over.
And in your little group.
You have fuzz on your neck, Rob.
Yeah,
I
got you. I've been noticing that all night.
Me again.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. This is our Frank
Don't
Sinatra
put your
tribute.
Hands on my person.
I won't. The Frank Sinatra tribute we've been promising to do now for about two decades. Our guests in the studio are Dookie Cocktails, live from the Dookie Cocktails Bar and Grill, and Little Scotty B, otherwise known as Scott Barlow, the movie critic, the official movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and quickly becoming the number one movie critic at everybody's news, are you not?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm squeezing out that Procaccino guy, man. He's a punk.
He is, ain't he?
Now, we talked a little bit earlier about the nouveau cocktail culture, the new swingers, the hipsters, all that cat. You guys, your interest in Frank Sinatra and that Rat Pack culture predates this. What do you think about all these Johnny-come-latelys? There's all these bands coming out, these Royal Crescent Review-type bands. What do you think about this whole rebirth of the big band swing-jumping era? Do you think it's legitimate, or do you think it's just another shallow trend that'll pass here in a few months?
When it's done with a wink and a nudge, it can be so horrible. It can be just so dreadful. Just a frat boy giving a wink to the cocktail kind of thing. That's sad. It's kind of frightening, in fact. But if they're encompassing the whole spirit, which is at the base, whenever Frank did anything, there was always good music behind it. There was always a good band leader. There was always good orchestration. And there was always lots of fun to be had when you went and saw Frank Sinatra. But if it's just drinking cocktails and getting loaded and picking up broads, you can do that anytime. You can do that at Cooter's on DJ night.
Is Cooter still
open? I can anyway.
I think we got Bob on the phone. Bob, you dialed 749-1444.
Say hello to Dookie Cocktails and Scotty B.
Hey, this is Bob. Scotty B, get off my tip. You're working my tip, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I was calling back about the answer to the question about why Sinatra was more famous, as you might say, than Deeny Boy or Sammy Boy. There's a lot of discrimination going on at the time. It's because Sammy Davis was a Satanist, and, you know, Dean Martin was a Jew. So, you know, Sinatra was basically the blue-eyed winner there. You know what I'm saying? It's just classic discrimination.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie hung up on that guy thinking that he was a racist.
I don't think that was a legitimate Bob. I don't think that was the real Bob that used to call here. I think that was a poser.
Was that? Do you think that was a racial epithet he just said there, or do you think he had a point?
No, we just don't let people only do bad impressions.
Wait a second. Was Dean Martin a Jew?
Not at all.
I didn't think so.
I think he was
a WOP, wasn't he?
I think he was,
I'm pretty sure he was greasy.
I think he was a spaghetti bender.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking and playing Frank Sinatra tonight.
That was a bad impression.
Tell me something, guys. What do they got a lot of in Brazil?
It turns out they got a whole lot of coffee.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee. An awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
What else do they have a lot of in Brazil, boys?
Tell us,
Jim, what else they got in Brazil? Jim, editor and our political science editor.
They got a death squad that murders poor homeless street children.
That's right, they sure do.
They got a bunch of death squads. A whole lot of death squads, they're murdering the children in Brazil.
But according to Jim, they only murder the poor homeless street children, not the wealthy street children.
You gotta draw the line somewhere.
You don't wanna kill the rich street kids.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where the phone number is 749-1444. We're talking Sinatra tonight. We've got Dookie Cocktails in the Hee House, as well as Little Scotty B. And a few minutes ago, Scott got a personal call from a girl named Andrea,
who says she wanted Scott to do a little show and snort lines of coke off her ass. Hello, Andrea.
Hello.
Why'd you call back?
Actually, I called because I'd like to make a pledge.
Oh, really? Mm.
But my pledge is to Scotty B, the boy with a voice as smooth as silk, second only to Frank. My pledge is not only for my ass for drug use, but for my entire body. And as you can bet your sweet ass, Scotty B, I'll fly you to the moon.
Now, I've been doing radio a long time here, and if I recall, isn't this illegal or against the rules or something?
No, I don't think so.
There's nothing illegal about this. This is perfectly legal.
Well, wait a minute. Do I get a mug for this?
We can get you a mug, honey, or a t-shirt, a wet one, or a key ring. We got key rings. Wet, you want a key ring?
No, I don't need a key ring.
All right.
I will bring all the merchandise back after the show.
Well, do you want me to put you two lovebirds off the air here for a minute? Because we got a show. We got a tribute to get on
but
with,
But this
boys.
Is what it's all about. This is what you want to achieve if you're Frank Sinatra. If you're just hanging with Frank Sinatra. Scotty B, he's not Frank Sinatra. He's kind of hanging with Frank Sinatra. He is the Frank Sinatra representative. And look, he's got phone calls. He's got a broad on the phone that wants him to snort coke off her body. That's what we're looking for. That's what the attraction is.
He's
not having
to
work so hard.
Well, Andrea, if you were in the studio right now, you'd probably hear the same sound effect that we're all hearing right now. Zing go the strings of Scott's heart.
Never could carry a tune. Never knew where to start. You came along when everything was wrong, put a song in my heart. Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Sing went the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring, heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies blue again. What else could I do again? Keep repeating through again. I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. Guess I always will. I hope 'twill never depart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies blue again. What else could I do again? Keep repeating through again. I love you, I love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess that I always will. I hope 'twill never depart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the string.
...749-1444, the phone number at WAIF is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Chris and Rob are pleased to be joined by Dookie Cocktails.
Hi, how you doing?
And our own little Scotty B.
Yo, what's up?
Jim, the science editor, grammarian, and phone answerer in the house, of course. It's the Frank Sinatra tribute show on Chris and Rob. You've been anticipating it for about 15, 20 years. We've concentrated so far on Frank's singing and music career and the lifestyle in general.
Ooh, ooh, ooh! Let's talk about his movies, huh?
Let's move into...
Let's talk about his movies.
Some of his movies. Now, we know he made a lot of movies, and I believe he won an Oscar for...
From Here to Eternity.
From Here to Eternity. Frank, was he a good actor? Scott, you're more into the movie kind of thing. Was Frank as an actor? How do you rate him?
I wouldn't say Frank was a good actor, but he used his, what was it, his basic personality well in movies. I mean, he was the same as any other movie star. They use what people like about them.
Was he like Willie Nelson? He's really good at playing Willie Nelson?
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, do you think that holds true for the role of Maggio in From Here to Eternity? In his later years, he was just fooling around with his boys in Ocean's 11 and those kind of movies. Do you think he was really trying though in the early days though, Scotty B?
Well, if anyone's seen The Godfather, do you remember the scene in The Godfather where the singer comes to see The Godfather and says, "Godfather, I'm desperate. I can't get a part in a movie. Oh my God." And the Godfather grabs him and kisses him or whatever and says, "Don't worry, you got the part in the movie."
But first he slaps him around and says, "First you can start by acting like a man."
That's right, because he cries. He cries.
Which isn't cool.
And that's when he sends Rob Duvall to go scare the producer, right?
Exactly. Yeah, he puts the horse in the bed of the producer.
Okay, so Frank's movie career could be divided into two parts then? His early movies where he's actually trying hard, but he just wasn't that good.
Well, if you see a movie like Anchors Away that he did with, God, who was that dancing guy? I don't know.
Gene Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, something like that, Frank's just basically going through the moves. He's doing what the producers tell him, and it goes up to a certain point. Same with From Here to Eternity. I mean, I think he was going through the moves in that, although it brought his career back. But then after that, suddenly it was just like Frank could walk through movies, basically being Frank. I don't think he ever really acted.
I think he tried hard in Cannonball Run 2, to be fair.
Well, now, you know, in The Manchurian Candidate, Frank was a serious actor. He took on a serious role.
I'd say that was his best movie. That was a really controversial movie that still stands up today, and people still talk about it a lot today. But seeing Frank karate chop a couple of Chinese assassins in that movie is worth seeing. I mean, it's worth his whole career for that one.
Let's go to the phones. What do you say? This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking Sinatra tonight. We've been promising to do a Frank Sinatra tribute show for a couple of decades now. We're finally getting around to it with our two guests. If you'd like to call into the program, the phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Howie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing a Frank Sinatra tribute show. What's going on with you?
Hey, you know, I heard something about that. I got something to say about Frank's movie career, right? My personal favorite, The Man with the Golden Arm.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Frank
What's
kicked
that?
The
What's
habit.
That
Frank,
That's where Frank
Frank
gets
failed.
Hooked on heroin. The monkey's on his back.
Oh, my God.
That's right, but he's still a skilled drummer.
Very.
And he's got little lackeys around him. Yes, Frank. Yes, Frank. Yes, Frank.
Does he play a guy Frank? Named Frank?
No.
It was a very controversial movie at its time. Frank took a risk.
The man
took
with
a big
the golden
risk.
Arm.
That's right. The man's been breaking boundaries ever since, like, Four for Texas. Mm-hmm. Robin and the Seven Hoods.
What was the movie he did, I think, in the 70s, where he played, like, a hard-boiled private eye or, like, big city New York detective or something?
It was called The Detective. That's
yeah,
what it was
that's
called.
It.
I'm serious.
Was it any good?
It was called The Detective. Well, it was sort of a groundbreaker because it was the first movie where the homicide guy took the guy and he slapped him around and said, "Hey, you're going to tell me what I want
it
to
tell like
me."
It was like Frank Sinatra and John Wayne both played big city detectives like within a few years of each other, and neither one of them had done it ever.
Yeah, well, yeah. John Wayne did McHugh. McHugh,
God.
A classic. And Frank did The Detective.
Thanks for your call, Howie.
Sure.
Now, I hear his performance in The Man with the Golden Arm was so good that that's actually what inspired Charlie Parker to start doing heroin.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true, or is that just another urban
myth? That's just what I hear. You know, I'm not confirming or denying it.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Sinatra Tribute Show with Dookie Cocktails and Little Scotty B.
Let's talk about some of the rivalries. Who did Frank hate? Frank had a big list of people he hated.
I've read and I've heard that Frank hated Jerry. I've read
Jerry
he hated
who?
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Garcia, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Why?
Well, actually, I've read that the whole Rat Pack hated Jerry Lewis.
Well, of course, Dean did.
Dean did.
Dean loved him, man.
Look, there was a river of love there, all right, buddy?
I got the river of love right here. Well, the reason why there was magic when Dean and Jerry were on stage because it was watching two men madly in love with each other perform.
No, it was Jerry in love with Dean, but Dean hated him. All right, I'm going to come out with it right now, all right?
Was Jerry a self-hating Jew?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
Just thought I'd throw that in there. I'm just wondering. Okay, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I can't even remember now.
It was going to be profound, I'm sure.
Scott, tell us a little bit about the next cut we're going to play. It's from a movie. It's called They Came to Cordura.
Yeah.
What movie is that song from?
I'm sorry. That was from a movie Frank did called The Left-Handed Gun, I think.
And?
You know, back then they called them pictures.
That's right.
I think you should call them pictures when you're talking about Frank.
It was a picture.
You did a picture. It was a very good program. Cavalcade of Stars. It was a very good
program. We're losing it. We'll be right back. They Came to Cordura by Frank Sinatra.
They came to Cordura. They came to Cordura in search of destiny, as wanderers have always done. And there in Cordura, somewhere in Cordura, the hand of destiny awaited a certain one. Bring your hopes and dreams to Cordura. Only if they dwell deep in your heart, for the old men say on a chosen day in Cordura, fate will bless your dreams or tear them apart. They came to Cordura. They came to Cordura and soon were gone like all the rest. But for him whose dream was blessed in Cordura, I found my love in Cordura.
They came to Cordura from the... What was the name of the movie again?
They came to Cordura.
Frank Sinatra on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're joined by Dookie Cocktails and Little Scotty B.
I think it's the wrong one.
Huh?
Oh, I'll figure it out.
Oh, Jesus.
You put the wrong CD in the wrong jukebox, or whatever. But Frank had a long, 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 long career. When did Frank first start? When was his initial...
It was like right before World War II, am I right?
Are you talking about with the orchestra there, with the...
Yeah, when did he first start gaining some national prominence as a singer?
Well, when he was working the clubs in New York, back when Larry King used to go see him when he was a kid. He'd hop the ferry with Sandy Koufax, and he'd go over and see him there in Little Italy or Greenwich Village. He'd see him all around Manhattan. And, you know, that's where the steam picked up, and he hooked up with a few different orchestras, and he got out of that contract through the old Horsehead incident and went into his movie career.
Well, he was with Benny Goodman for a while, wasn't he? Or who was he?
He was with the Harry James Orchestra, I think. Is that right? The Harry James Orchestra?
Who's the big name that gave Frank his break?
Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Tommy Dorsey. And so Frank started the Tommy Dorsey
Orchestra. Now, okay, everybody knows, or everybody thinks they know, that Frank got his movie deal from Here to Eternity, from the Horsehead thing from the Godfather movies.
Sam Giancano put a horse head in somebody's bed.
Right. Now, the other part of that is, if you read the Godfather book, something that the big killer, what the hell is his name? The guy in the Godfather who slept with the fishes.
Abe Vigoda.
No, the... not Clemenza. The other guy. The guy who dies in the first movie. Because he sleeps with the fishes. He was a big retard who...
It was Clemenza.
No, it wasn't Clemenza. It was Fat Clemenza. He lived on to the second movie. The guy who was the killer, he's the one who went to the wedding. He went to the wedding and he said, "Thank you for inviting me to your daughter's wedding."
I'm telling you, that was Clemenza.
749-1444 if you have any idea what either of these two
gentlemen
are talking
about. But anyway,
that guy,
to get Frank out of his contract, supposedly put a gun to the guy's head and says, "Either your name will be on this breach of contract settlement, or your brains will be on this contract."
Tommy Dorsey? They threatened Tommy Dorsey?
Well, one of Tommy's boys, apparently. Luca Brasi, thank you very much, Clemenza.
Lee Harvey from the outside.
Fat Clemenza lived on.
It's time for an intermission, if you can hold on for just a minute. We